Poems Every Child Should Know. Edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 26. Read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains just one poem, Barbara Fritchie. Part 2 continued. Barbara Fritchie will be beloved of all times because she was an old woman, not necessarily an old lady, worthy of her years. Old age is honorable if it carries a head that has a halo. Up from the meadows rich with corn, clear in the cool September morn, the clustered spires of Frederick stand green-walled by the hills of Maryland. Round about them orchards sweep, apple and peach tree fruited deep, fair as the garden of the Lord to the eyes of the famished rebel horde. On that pleasant morn of the early fall, when Lee marched over the mountain wall, over the mountains winding down, horse and foot, into Frederick Town. 40 flags with their silver stars, 40 flags with their crimson bars, flapped in the morning wind, the sun of noon looked down and saw not one. Up rose old Barbara Fritchie then, bowed with her 40 years and 10. Bravest of all in Frederick Town, she took up the flag the men hauled down. In her attic window the staff she set, to show that one heart was loyal yet. Up the street came the rebel tread, Stonewall Jackson riding ahead. Under his slouched hat left and right he glanced, the old flag met his sight. "Halt!" the dust-brown ranks stood fast. "Fire!" out blazed the rifle blast. It shivered the window, pane and sash, it rent the banner with seam and gash. Quick as it fell from the broken staff, Dame Barbara snatched the silken scarf. She leaned far out on the window-sill and shook it forth with a royal will. "Shoot if you must this old gray head, but spare your country's flag," she said. A shade of sadness, a blush of shame, over the face of the leader came. The nobler nature within him stirred to life at that woman's deed and word. "Who touches a hair of yon gray head dies like a dog. March on," he said. All day long through Frederick Street sounded the tread of marching feet. All day long that free flag tossed over the heads of the rebel host. Even its torn folds rose and fell on the loyal winds that loved it well. And through the hill gaps sunset light shone over it with a warm good night. Barbara Fritchie's work is o'er, and the rebel rides on his raids no more. Honor to her, and let a tear fall for her sake on Stonewall Spear. Over Barbara Fritchie's grave, flag of freedom and union wave. Peace and order and beauty draw round thy symbol of light and law, and ever the stars above look down on thy stars below in Frederick Town. John G. Whittier. End of section 26. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 19, 2006, in Oceanside, California.